Scripture reading is Romans 7, 18 and 19. Let me read. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. Amen.
7월 22일 대예배 시 악을 미워하는 것 두 번째 말씀을 증거했습니다.
I delivered the second session of hating evil in the last session. If we have a worm on our body, we will definitely try to shake it off. And likewise, we have to hate evil. And if we really hate it from the bottom of our heart, we can cast it away easily. But in most cases, you know and you heard about evil, so you know about it well, so you think you hate it, and you want to cast it off, but in fact, you don't. That's what I explained. Because you know about goodness and evil, for evident evil, you think you hate it. But if that evil is combined with you, if it is your evil, you don't feel it is evil. And this is self-justification. And this is not to hate evil. And with this kind of attitude, even if you try, your change will be slow. So in order for you to change quickly, you have to understand how evil is combined with you. And to realize your evil, you first have to understand how your evil was formed in you. So in this session, I will talk about evil and how this evil is combined with you, yourself, and how it's revealed, and why your change is slow, even if you want to cast away evil. I'll also talk about how self-justification is evident. I will briefly mention about self-justification in the last session, so I will get into this part a little more deeply. So when did this evil start? How was this evil made in you? Of course, you are born on different days and your childhood was different. You lived different numbers of years. Some people, from when they were 5 or 10, they could have begun to form evil. So how can we explain all those kinds of cases? But even though your life years are different, I can say it's quite similar. It's based on the senior pastor's sermons. You are conceived by the sperm and egg of the parents. And in these, the seeds of life are not just life, but also the appearance, the characters, personalities, even the tastes, or even habits. So if you watch the children grow up, they take after appearance and habits, and even characters, even the personalities. Even though you have 2, 3, 4 children, the first one resembles the father a lot, the second one the mother a lot, the third one is like a half and half. Even though they don't take after their parents directly, they resemble their grandparents. So it's definitely that they will take after many things of their parents. It's because the sperm and egg contain not just life, but also these fleshly attributes, physical attributes. And in these seeds of life is not just physical attributes, but also sinful natures. This is the original sin. Even though you're born on different days, the day your evil began is the same because you have the original sin. You received, inherited the sinful natures from your parents. And for that reason, you are born with evil, and this is called original sin. So you can see this original sin from the children, very little children. So we can understand that we all have inherited original sin from our parents. Little babies, even little babies, they don't have any knowledge. They didn't live long. They are infants. So they were not really taught anything. And they haven't seen any evil or heard any evil. And the parents didn't do anything evil in front of them. So even though their eyes are open, they are just like animals. You know, they just follow their instincts. They don't have any reason or thinking power. And yet, we can see, according to the truth, we can see that they have evil. Even little infants, they have irritation, greed, anger. When Senior Pastor was explaining about the message of the cross, he gave us an example of little infants. You know, in countryside in South Korea, some 3 or 4 decades ago, they were playing with their babies. The mother would hold, embrace, or nurse another baby other than her own baby. And this her own baby would cry and try to take this baby away from his mother. Physical mothers, they were just playing with these babies. But according to the truth, it is evil. The baby is showing evil. The baby is jealous. And the baby doesn't want to share his mother. And also he's getting irritated and he is becoming angry. The parents didn't tell him to teach to do so. The parents didn't tell him to be jealous. They didn't teach him to keep what is his, you know, without sharing anything. Even those babies who are just 1 year old, they know what their belongings are, so they don't want to share their belongings with other babies. If another baby tries to take away his own toy, they will try to take it back or they will begin to cry. Even between the twins, if the mother is holding only one of them, the other doesn't like it. So they are jealous. They want to be loved more. So in the world, usually the parents, they wouldn't think this kind of thing is evil. They will just think it's cute. But in the light of the truth, we can understand that they were born with evil. Even though the baby doesn't try to take away from somebody else, when his own belongings or possessions are taken away, he doesn't like it. He hates it. Or he asks his mother to take it back, bring it back for him. That is also evil. So, people are born with evil. Since when was your evil formed? You have to understand this to cast it away. So you have to understand that you are born with evil. Except our Savior Jesus Christ, every single human being is born with sinful natures, the evil. And it's not just the evil, but as we grow up, as infants grow up, our evil also grows up in our circumstances, in our environment. What we see, what we hear, and what we do make our evil grow up. So we, in our growth process of our growth, we form ourselves. And the environment, the circumstances affect this process of forming ourselves. There's a school, their parents, the world, your friends. It's all based on, from all these things, you form yourself. And most of these circumstances is evil, because the world is evil. As we grow up, we see and hear and feel to accumulate, store up knowledge, and we also form our knowledge and ideas. So, from the things that we face in our everyday lives, from all the things that we see and hear, our evil also grows up. If the environment, your circumstances are good, you would have seen good things and you would have learned good things. But it's very difficult to find any goodness in this world. The parents, as they grow, raise their children, they might think they taught goodness, but even though they teach goodness with words, actually their actions affect their children much more. And they say to their children, if there are many siblings, love each other, you know, among the brothers and sisters, and if there is anything, you have to cover the fault of your siblings, your brothers and sisters. But the parents themselves, they don't love each other among their own brothers and sisters. And the mother is not on good terms with her mother, the grandmother. And they teach their children to be on good terms and to love each other among the family members. So they don't hear the words, but they just see the actions of the parents. Also, the parents argue with each other. Even there is also abusive language. So, they can't really learn from their parents, even though the parents teach them to be good and to love each other, to be nice. They just rather learn from the quarrels or the verbal abuse and all these things. Without the children noticing it, the children just store them as evil in their heart. So, it might appear that the parents are teaching goodness, but in their heart is evil. In their heart is untruth. So, the children, when they are taught, they learn only untruth. But I'm not saying to the parents to blame your own parents. You parents taught your children in this way too. So, what I'm saying is, we just hear and see and we are exposed to so much evil, so we are evil. We have to acknowledge this fact. We learn morality, even though we learn morality in schools. In our actual lives, we have dissensions, quarrels, fighting, conflicts. So, we were stained by the untruth and evil rather than truth. You know, even little children, they're very quick to learn. You know, these even little children, they know very well if the mother is angry, the mother is nice, if she is happy. They just feel it. So if they feel that a mother is trying to scold them, some of them try to hide themselves, or they just try to do cute things, or they just have rigid face. So rather than just teaching the children with words, the behaviors and actions of the parents affect the children much more greatly and substantially and actually. So when they usually take after the actions and behaviors of their parents. So in this world, in the family, schools, and friends, and the world, everybody is stained with evil so easily. What is more serious is that they don't know sins are sins, and evil is evil. Oh, this is sin, this is evil. They don't know. They just accept evil. They don't feel evil is evil. And this is ourself. This is how we dealt with evil. felt about evil. The parents, for example, there are, they resent something, your parents. And it might be because of some little bit of, little real difficulty, but it's because they are seeking their own benefit. But you love your parents, so you love, so you take your own, your parents' side, and you hate others who didn't really follow, didn't really seek the benefit of your parents. You hate those people. So this is what we have been acting. Now you are learning about the truth from the words of God, but how you dealt with your own evil was that you thought evil was not evil, and you considered your sin not sin. So now you're trying to realize your evil and sin with based on the words of the truth. So in case of evident evil, you think it is evil, you accept it is evil. But in case of the evil that you have in you, you don't really acknowledge it. You don't really, if your ego is strong, and if you think you are right, and if you are stubborn, then even though the word of God is telling you it's evil, you don't think your evil is evil. So in our everyday life, and let me give you an example of this. The children are, suppose they're beaten outside, and how do the parents react? They want to find out who hit their children. And who hit you? Let's go find him. Even though they are not really reactive, they would tell their children, are you a fool or what? Why do you get beaten? You beat him up too. And they get angry. In the truth, they will have to find out why they had a fight in the first place. If it is their own, the fault of their own children or the other children, if they first have to see how the things went, even for the unbelievers, you know, if there is a fight, it's rarely only one side's fault. You know, they begin to quarrel at first, and then, you know, they one of them says something really provoking, and the other person begins to hit. But the parents don't try to get into the matter, but they just say, are you a fool? You just hit him back. Or who hurt you? I will deal with this matter myself. And these children, what will they learn? And they will learn that, oh, if I'm hit, if I'm beaten, I'm a fool. I have to hit him back. I have to beat other guys up. Of course, the parents didn't intend to, didn't want to make their children violent, but the result is they are making their children violent. At first, you know, actually, your own children irritated the other kid, and you're just heartbroken. You're just resent the fact that your children are beaten. So you don't look into yourself. You don't know what is wrong with you. And that's how you taught your children, and that's how you made yourself, your ego. If you have a problem in your life, you'll have to look back on your life. What kinds of words you mistakenly said. What your mistakes were. But in this sense, in this case, you just resent the fact that your children are beaten up, and you don't try to look into the matter. What he did wrong and what he did right. But you just your feelings are hurt, and you have hard feelings. And you just think about yourself. You're selfish. So because you are raised in this way, you don't look into your own wrongdoings. You just want to win. And you don't even think it's evil.
이런 사람은요, 반대의 선의 행함을 보면서
and
선이라고 느끼지 않고요. 도리어 바보가
this kind of people, when people are doing good, they don't think it's good, but they think it's foolish. Those who yield to others, those who are so meek,
and
you know, they don't think it's good, but they feel it's foolish. So they don't know what is good, what is evil. They don't have the discernment. So they think evil is natural. And goodness is something out, extraordinary and out of norm or something foolish. That's how you made yourself. So for this reason, the unbelievers, they think it's natural to get angry when in a situation where they would get angry. If somebody gives you a hard time or somebody irritates you, you get angry. It's natural. So you broke some things, or you got angry and you beat up somebody, beat somebody up, then you might think it's wrong, but if you get irritated, what is wrong with that? They will say, there is nothing wrong with getting irritated, getting angry. So if somebody gives you a hard time, you have a hard feelings. Then you think it's natural. It's because you are only thinking about yourself. You're so self-centered in your thoughts. You don't consider others. So in this case, if you get irritated, you don't think it's bad. Somebody else hates you. He hates you, so you hate him back. So you think it's natural. He slandered you, so you hate him. The unbelievers, they don't think it's evil. It's bad for him to hate you first. Oh, I didn't hate him first. He hated me first. So how can I not hate him back? It's what they say. It's the unbelievers say. They don't think it's evil. If somebody is well off, you envy him. And yet you don't think it's evil. They don't think it's evil. They're jealous, and yet they don't think it's evil. We discern everything with the truth so we can feel it. But then, you know, those, you can see some unbelievers who are acting in the evil way, but they don't even think it's evil. They don't know that they are doing evil. So the world is full of evil. So you shouldn't put the blame, but you shouldn't put the blame on the world, but you have to just acknowledge the fact that you are raised in this kind of world. Not even realizing evil is evil and sin is sin. You are self-centered and you are jealous and envious and you hated others. And you know, even though most criminals were arrested by the police, they say they didn't do anything wrong. They don't simply they don't acknowledge their fault. If the police, you know, interrogates them with sound proof, then they might accept their fault. But most criminals, they don't acknowledge their fault, their crime. Nowadays they even assault others, physically assault others, sexually assault others, or even murder others. And they don't think it's evil. They don't think they did anything wrong.
So
even the worldly people, unbelievers, they think the world has become so evil and their people's conscience has become so much worse. But they don't try to look into themselves, look back at themselves. But before we came to know the truth, we were the same. Even though we didn't swindle anybody out of money or we didn't cheat on any other, cheat any other person, even though we didn't physically assault others, you were jealous and you hated others and you had hard feelings and you had uncomfortable feelings against others. And now we know this is evil and how blessed we are to have realized this is evil. But because we are living in sinful worlds for so long, it's a fact that your evil is so hardened. As the world is increasingly more stained with evil, so are you. And the feelings about evil becomes different. In the past, you didn't like it, but now you don't feel it so bad. In the past, you felt it was sin and you felt guilty, but now you don't even feel guilty. But the Word of God never changes. Not just because the world changes. God's concept about sins never changes. That's why we must not follow the trend of the world. You must have the proper standard about sins and evil. Let me give you an example of the world's standard changing about sins and evil. In the past, you know, holding your uncomfortable feelings. In the past, when your daughter marries, to have a happy family, the parents would tell their daughters to be patient. To be patient about their in-laws and their husband. And it is virtuous to be patient. But nowadays, what do they say to their daughters? And if you are patient, if you try to bear with it, it becomes disease. Even the news reports, even the doctors, the medical doctors say, you must not hold your feelings, but you have to express it right away. What if you just express all your feelings, then will you become healthy and will the families and societies become healthier? No. It becomes more nervous. It becomes less and less peaceful. As they express their feelings more families get divorced. More couples get divorced because they express their feelings. This is the problem. But if they hold their feelings, it becomes a disease. So what is our answer? In the world, there is no answer. We can find the answer only from the Word of God. The Word of God tells us to be patient. But being patient here is not just trying to suppress the evil feelings, but we have to get rid of the evil feelings so that we don't even have to be patient about anything. But in the world, you cannot find this kind of teaching. So we were born in this kind of world, and we were taught in this kind of world. That's where we made ourselves. So we have to understand ourselves is so much stained with sins and evil. I cannot give you all the examples of how you yourself was stained by sins and evil, but most of your consciences, most of your thoughts and hearts are filled with evil. You have to acknowledge this fact in order for you to change quickly. Let me repeat. Most of your conscience, most of your thoughts and hearts are filled with sins and evil. You have to acknowledge this fact to change quickly. Maybe new believers, newcomers, they might think, I wasn't so evil. Of course, I might have some evil, but I relatively lived a good life. Many people said I was a good person. Because if you had pity on those who were in need, and sometimes you helped them, and you respected your parents, and you didn't physically assault anybody, or you didn't cheat anybody. So because you think you lived that kind of life, you think most of your heart is good. Most part of your heart is good. But look back on yourself properly. If somebody hated you, didn't you hate him back? Did you treat even that kind of person with goodness from the bottom of your heart? Did you love that person? Of course not. Because that person hated you, because that person gave you a hard time, you resented the fact, and you resented him, and you had hard feelings, and you even had enmities. You're lying for your benefit. Sometimes you caused harm to others. All these things are evil. And you had so much of this kind of evil, but just because you did a little bit of good things, you consider yourself good, and this is to be mistaken. Also, sometimes you try to act in goodness towards your parents and your family members. You do that because they are your family members. The actual truth, actual goodness and love is to love even your enemies. Even about your enemies, you have to do the same. Just the way you do act towards your family members, you should be patient with them. You should love them, even your enemies. So, you say, oh, I'm not committing any sins. I'm not doing anything evil to anybody. So I'm not evil. If you thought so, you have to give that thought up. You have to reflect yourself upon the truth precisely and accurately to realize your own evil. So from until now, I talked about how evil came into us, how we were raised in evil. Before we listen to these words of truth, ourself and evil was combined together. It was the same. So yourself, in yourself was so much evil. That was yourself. Evil self. You're born with evil, and in your circumstances, in your environments, it is full of evil, and you felt evil, you saw evil things, you heard evil things, and you filled yourself with evil. And that is flesh. It is not the body flesh, but in terms of spirit, soul, and body, it is the combination of your body and sinful natures. That is your flesh. Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 18 to 19 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh." As I explained, we were born with the original sin, and we were raised in sinful world, so we were stained by evil. So, in our flesh, there is nothing good. We were born with evil, and we increased our evil in our growth process, in our childhood, while we were growing up, and from our circumstances, we input more evil, and that evil is placed in our heart. So we were raised with evil together. So in my flesh, there is nothing good. So the title of today's message is self-justification. We have to hate evil and cast it away, but we try to justify ourselves for having evil. So this verse, do not misunderstand that it is for self-justification. This verse, reading passage, is the correct diagnosis of your heart. In your heart, there's nothing good. In your flesh, there's nothing good. But because originally you have so much evil, you cannot follow goodness that you want to follow. In other words, you want to change quickly, but you can't change quickly. So this is the answer. Because we were born in sins and evil, and we were raised in evil, and we made ourselves in evil. So we were living in sins and evil. So we were stained by evil. But after we accepted the Lord and received the Holy Spirit as a gift, and to the extent that we obey the word of God, the goodness will replace the evil in our heart. As we cast away untruth and obey the truth, obey the words of truth, we will be filled with goodness and truth, and even going to spirit. And in this process, there is a problem. The untruth that you had will not just leave you, will not just let you change. The untruth, the evil, that is the original heart that you had. You are born with untruth, original sin. And you were raised in evil. It only increased because you acted upon that evil again and again and again, and you didn't even know evil was evil and sin was sin, and you just accumulated. You stored so much evil and sin in you. So your heart is virtually evil. And you are trying to get rid of this evil. So it's not easy because this untruth will not just leave you. Will not just let you change. Will not just go away, go out from you. Your master has been untruth. Because most part of your heart is untruth. But now the word of truth came in to your heart. And you're trying to change your heart with the words of truth. And this darkness will not, untruth will not just give up his seat of master and go away. The untruth will never let you do that. I can't just go. It'll say and it'll just try to stay in you. And it is the enemy devil that controls this untruth and darkness. So your master was, used to be the enemy devil and Satan. And the enemy devil doesn't just give you the seat, the throne, being your master. Now, as you accepted the Lord and begin to accept the truth, you try to change that. But the enemy devil will not just easily let you do that. So even though you try to be good, even though you try to cast away good, cast away evil, sometimes it's not easy. So, the goodness that you are learning and also that you had, and the evil in you have waged war against each other. That's what Romans 7:21 says. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. At the end, what does it say? Wretched man that I am. I want to change quickly, but I can't change quickly. Wretched man that I am. Do you say that too? This is in the Bible. This kind of represents your heart. But you shouldn't say, you shouldn't give excuses saying that, oh, I have so much evil so I can't change. It's just that you should know about yourself so that you can understand how you can change quickly. When you're praying, when you're listening to the words of God, you are full of grace, so you feel like you can change quickly. That is the truth, because the heart of truth is full in you. And when you meet with the shepherd, the heart of truth is strengthened, and the heart of untruth is kind of inactive. It is hiding itself in one corner of your heart. It's pretending that it's not there. Then you think, oh, I'm changed. But tomorrow, the next day, in your life, the evil comes up again. So do you get surprised? Do you get embarrassed? No. You should just understand that you have that in you. So when you're full of spirit, and when the heart of goodness, heart of truth is strengthened, you feel like you are changed. But you have to know that there is evil that you haven't cast away yet, and that evil can come up anytime. So when you pray, when you pray, you are full of spirit and you think the evil is not in you, but actually it's not true. It is there, but it is kind of inactive. But when you go out to the world and when we are not as full of spirit as before, then the evil heart in you will be strengthened again. Or maybe in the world there are so many evil people and there are so many evil things, so many untruthful things. You have to cut them off. But you listen to them and you see those things and you are with them. So the untruth in you is strengthened again and it is revealed again. It surfaces again. In other words, if you don't cast it away, but if you just have it, when you are full of spirit, it is dormant. But it can come up anytime. It can be revealed anytime. So you have to rely on the fullness of the Spirit. So when you are full of spirit, you have to realize your evil and you have to tackle it. You have to deal with it to cast away. So that when you go back to your own life, when you go back to your everyday life, between the choice, when you choose between good and evil, you can actually choose good. and cast away evil. So you have to look back on your thoughts and minds all the time based on the truth. Because you have considered your evil as not evil. You were resenting, but you didn't think it was evil. Somebody gave you a hard time, you resented and you had a hard feeling. And you didn't think it was because of you. You thought it was because of him, because he was giving you a hard time. That's what you used to do. So you know resentment is evil. But if somebody gave you a hard time, and if you resent him, you don't think it's evil. You think that person is the problem, not your resentment. You're defending yourself. This, we have to fix this habit quickly so that you can change quickly. Galatians 5:17 says, "For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." So remember this verse. So until you are sanctified, until you go into spirit, you have to deal with these two minds in your heart. And you have to carefully always watch which one is winning, evil or goodness. Let me summarize. We have flesh that you have a desire to follow goodness, but you also have evil that tries to follow untruth. So just by trying a little bit to try to follow goodness, you can't just change. Or you listen to the message, and just by making up your mind once or twice or three times to change yourself, you can't just change. And the evil is so deeply rooted in your heart. If you live 40 years, 50 years, or 60 years, and your evil has been rooted there for 40, 50, 60 years. Just by making up your mind, oh, I want to cast it away, you can't. You have to try so hard to struggle against it. Without struggling so much, you just determine. You just make up your mind. By making up your mind, you can't bear the fruit. But as in the verses that I read, Galatians 5:17 or Romans 7:21-23, they are the words that you can say before you go into spirit. After you go into spirit, you don't have to say this. Also, if you are just on the rock of faith, you don't have so much evil and untruth. So it won't be so hard, but you still have untruth. And because you have cast away evil to a significant extent, you don't have so much evil left in you. So the enemy devil resents that situation because he used to be your master. But as you are changed, they have to give you the ownership, a mastership of your self. And also because your old habits do not let you really realize what your evil is. So it might be difficult to realize your own evil, so you have to really be careful and watch carefully to realize your evil. Until you go into spirit, this struggle, this war will go on between good and evil in your heart. So in that struggle, sometimes you might feel it's hard, or you might just try to give up or stop. But do not give up in any case. Just keep on running. Our fleshly attributes, our fleshly habits will make you think you are right. Those things will make you defend yourself. But deny yourself. You're wrong. Just try to cast away your evil. So, what do you have to do to change quickly? So you have to know your enemy and yourself. So you have to know about the evil that is combined with you. Then it'll be easier to cast away that evil. That's why I explained to you about this evil. How it was formed in you. You were born with evil, and you increased it in your childhood as you grew up, and they are so deeply rooted in you. And you think you hate evil and you want to cast it away, but you're so slow in changing. If that is the case, you have to know that your evil is so deeply rooted. That's why it doesn't go out so quickly, so that you can change more quickly. Evil is so deeply rooted in you. So in other words, evil is you. Evil, you are that evil. So when you are pointed out of that evil, you feel it's hard because it's you. So evil is deeply rooted deep in your bones. It's like your bone. It's like your flesh. It is you. So when you try to cast it away, sometimes it's not easy for some of you. Suppose you're cutting off your flesh. It'll be painful. You will bleed. So you might feel hard, difficult about evil. But the Bible doesn't only say it's hard. You can do it. It's easy. How? If you love God, even that will not be difficult, and I will talk about it later. So the reason why you feel it is hard to cast away evil is because your evil is so hardened, and the evil is personalized in you, and evil is you. So that's why you don't know your evil is evil. And those who are slow in change, and those who don't want to cast away evil, the common fact is self-justification. You have to tackle your evil, but you just try to cover it for that time being. Or you don't stand against your enemy, evil. Our enemy is evil, but you don't stand against it. But you just try to avoid it, or you just try to hide yourself. So excuses and giving excuses and reasons is the most common form of self-justification. And I already explained about this in the last session, so let me get into another form of self-justification. It is not to acknowledge yourself. As I said, evil was born with you, and it grew up with you. So you don't consider evil evil. Evil is so integrated with you. So you don't, evil is you, so you don't recognize, you don't acknowledge your evil. So when evil is found in you, you just try to defend yourself because you think that evil is you. So it's the same with in the sight of the Word of God, it is untruth. But you think about yourself, about your evil, you say, no, it's not true. I mean, it's not really the case. You don't acknowledge your evil as evil. If a new believers do that, we can understand because they don't know the truth very well. But after listening to so many messages, and you can even explain about evil to other people, and you can find evil from other people, but you don't find your own evil because of self-justification. You say you're praying, but you don't really realize your own evil. For such people, change is very slow. Why? What did I say? Because you have been thinking that your evil was not evil. And if you live in that way, and if you do evil in physical sense, it is beneficial for you. It's more comfortable for you. Tell worldly people, unbelievers, not to get angry, not to get irritated, not to get frustrated. It's impossible. They will feel it so hard. But men of truth, if they get angry, they will feel very sorry. But for unbelievers, it is more comfortable for them to get angry, to throw a temper tantrum. If they can't throw a temper tantrum, it is so unbearable for them, so uncomfortable, so it's so much of a discomfort. They can't just bear it. So, also, another reason is you love yourself. You love yourself to the extent that you love your own evil too. I'm saying this because you are defending your own evil. Oh, I did this because of that. I did that because of that. Let me give you some examples. There is a person who doesn't have joy. Other pastors or men of spirit, they advise him that you should have joy. You should be joyful to receive the answer. But for that person, he has been making himself that way. His family situation was not good, and his parents are also some rather negative, and he's also kind of negative about everything, and he doesn't have joy. Of course, he laughed sometimes when there were some good things. But in the most time of his life, he was thinking of bad things and sad things. And so he doesn't have satisfaction in his life, or he's not thankful. Because he is made that way, he doesn't even realize that he doesn't have joy. If somebody else advises him, why don't you have joy? You should be joyful. And he says, oh, I'm joyful. But on his face, there is no joy. But he is made that way. If you go to a middle age, your face represents your life. Those who have been making faces so much, they will have so much wrinkles between the eyebrows. And some others will have kind of angry face or mild face, depending on what kind of life they've lived. So for them to change, what do they have to do? They have to realize the causes of that make them have no joy. Not the environmental causes, but the real cause in them. They have to change their complaints, and they have to give thanks. Why do they complain? They complain because there are things that they can complain about. For them, they feel they themselves are not the problem, but their circumstances are the problem. But what does God say? Give thanks in all circumstances. They complain because they have a reason to complain. So they feel it's okay. They feel it's natural. So if other people tell them to cast away, to be joyful, they don't like it. How can I walk? What am I supposed to do? I have these many problems, and how can I be thankful? So for them, it's very difficult to change. Even though you don't have any reason to be thankful, you still have to be thankful and joyful. This is faith. So you can cast away evil, and that evil will be replaced by goodness. You have negative thinking. Oh, somebody gave you a hard time. You just keep on thinking about those things. So you lose joy, and so you don't have any joy in your life. So now you have to change. You have to think positive things. You have to say positive things. Even though there are 9 bad things, and you have to think about one good thing again and again. If there is nothing good, you just think about goodness, the truth. You think about the works of that are happening in Man Min, the love of God. And then joy will come into you, and the darkness will go away. And also you have to understand that having negative thoughts is evil. If you're thinking about your past experiences, bad experiences, then it's evil. You have to change your negative way of thinking. You pray that, oh, I want to be positive, but you don't acknowledge that negative thinking is evil. You just think it's your personality. You just think that's the way you think. You don't try to think in a certain way. Your thoughts, you just naturally, automatically, you think in a certain way. So you say, oh, this is how I've been living. If you say that, there's no change. those who really try to find the evil in them, realize evil in them, they have to always watch whether it's really goodness, if it's a negative thought, so they can realize it and they can cast it away. So you have to realize all those things that are against the truth, that are not in accordance with the truth. Negative thoughts, irritation, frustration, complaints, resentments, envy. So you have to realize all these forms of evil, and then you have to pray about them one by one and try to, in an attempt to cast them away. And you have to see what is the opposite, the goodness. And you have to take after the good examples so that the evil can be thrown away. Suppose there are people who compare themselves with others and get disappointed. They compare them with their siblings. So in Christian life too, like in believing life, they feel they are worse than others, and they get disappointed, and they get disheartened. In the world, when they were in the world, they didn't think it's evil. They just envied others who were well off. And they thought, you know, when they were thinking they were not really as good as others, they thought it was humbleness. Okay, if you think, oh, I'm not as good as others, so I will try hard to be as good as they are, then it's good. But if you get disheartened, it's evil. But in the world, you didn't know it was evil. You didn't even know that you had such an evil. You didn't even know that you are comparing yourself with others. You didn't even know you were getting disheartened. Now you listen to the Word of God, the Holiness Gospel. Now you realize that you have to change and you have to increase your faith. And in order to do that, you have to diagnose your evil that is in you. And you hear about evil. Oh, you must not compare yourself with others, and you must not get disheartened, and you must not envy others or better off than you. Then you know that it is evil. But when you are actually comparing yourself, you say, oh, that's my personality. That's how I have been living. And you just give it reasons, excuses. And you're justifying yourself. And you don't even try to acknowledge your fault, your evil. So, and you get disheartened again and you become sad again. This is actually evil. When you are listening to the Word of God, you know it's evil. But when you are actually doing it, you don't acknowledge your evil. And you think, oh, because I'm not good. How can it be evil? Of course, you're not good, so you think you're not good. But the problem is you are not good, so you think you're not good and you lose joy. This is evil. You lose joy. So you have to fix this problem. And you just give excuses saying, I just put the blame on myself, as if it is good. You're defending yourself. So if you keep on doing that, no matter how much you pray, you can't change. Suppose there are some self-centered people. You insist upon yourself. You stubbornly insist on your ideas. If others don't agree with your ideas, you don't like it. You have a lot of uncomfortable things. And because you have this character hardened, you don't even know it's hard. You don't even know it's bad, and you don't even know you caused a lot of difficulties for others. When you listen to the message, you have to realize yourself. But if you don't realize it, it is the same as those who never listen to the message. But through the messages, you learn that it's your self-righteousness, your self-centered frameworks. So now you feel guilty. The Holy Spirit lets you realize it. So you know that you realize that you have it in you. And that is not all. That must not be all. You have to look into yourself more deeply. You have to look into each aspect one by one. You ignore other people's words. You didn't like other people's behaviors. you give a hard time to others, and you have to find out all those things one by one. When you try to do that, you can realize your own evil, and it is an actual effort to cast away evil. If you think, oh, it is my personality. My parents used to be the same. I am like that. And no matter how much you pray, it's very difficult for you to change. Even though you know so much about self-righteousness and self-centered frameworks, if you don't look into yourself, if you don't think about each of your words and actions, you have your strong ego. And ego, when you listen to the message, it's easy to understand. As I said, the salt that is melted, dissolved in food. And in the food, you can't see any salt, but you can feel the taste. When you listen to the message about self-centeredness, you know it, you understand it. But in you, actually, it is because it's dissolved in you, you can't find it. You just think you are right, and it is self-righteousness. You have to realize, you have to find out in each aspect of your life, in each word that you say, each behavior that you do. So now, how do those people who are not self-centered act? You have to learn from them so that you can change. This is actually to hate evil and overcome and change. So if you really want to change, you have to find out your own evil and acknowledge it and think about how filthy it is, then it won't be taking so long to cast away evil. Let me conclude the message. I talked about that I said that the evil was born with you and it was raised with you. I explained it so that you can understand about your evil and cast it away more quickly. So you weren't even aware that evil is evil. So when you hear that you have to cast away evil, you tend to justify yourself. You tend to not acknowledge your evil. And now, if you really try to cast away evil that is combined with you, you must change. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, I die daily. So you have to do the same. As Luke 9:23, if anybody wants to follow me, he has to deny himself and take his cross and follow me. So we have to deny ourselves. We have to die daily and deny ourselves daily. Then we will say, I'm wrong. Only the truth is right. And you will always reflect upon yourself against the word of God, word of the truth. So you have to die daily. I hope you will die daily and deny yourself daily. And in this process, many people feel it hard. Why do I have so much evil? They think. So as they try to find out evil, they think they realize they have so much evil, so they might feel it is hard. And God, there is a word of God given to this kind of people. So there is a person who was having a hard time because he thinks he has a lot of evil. So God said, realizing that you have a lot of evil is the power of the shepherd and the love of the shepherd. Who will be able to let you realize your evil? So if you think you have a lot of evil, you should be thankful. So do not be tormented because you have a lot of evil, but try to cast them away. You are feeling hard, not because you are trying so hard, but because you are overwhelmed by the fact that you have a lot of evil. You just think, oh, I have so much evil, and you're just overwhelmed, and you think it's hard. But these people, as this word of God, it is the grace and power and love of the shepherd that you realized so much evil that is in you. Who else would be able to do that for you? So when you realize you're evil, give thanks. Oh, I realize this evil and I will cast it away. I will get rid of this. You can't be my master. So I hope you will deal with it. Confront it. We have seen the love and goodness of the shepherd, and you were not just moved, but we were also able to see our evil. So many people who went into spirit, they said, I felt the love of the shepherd deep in my heart, and I realized my evil, and I had to cast it away, and as I tried, I could cast it away easily. Actually, evil was raised with us, and it was our master, so we can't actually cast it away quickly, easily. But we are going into spirit. We could change quickly. It is the grace of the shepherd, and it is the price that the shepherd paid. 90% of the price was paid already. You could pay only 10%. But do not stop at the realizing your own evil, but acknowledge your evil and keep on struggling and confronting and dealing with the evil to cast them away, to cast it away. Realize your evil precisely and acknowledge it without giving any excuses. And if you just try to cast it away, no matter what kind of person you are, all of you can change. Have the faith that you can do it. And if the reason why you are slow in change is because you have evil that is deeply placed in you, and you didn't acknowledge the fact that you had evil, and you didn't actually try to cast it away, so I hope you will do these things. Cast it away. Acknowledge it and cast it away. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. We have a desire to follow goodness. We also have evil. Sometimes it's not easy to cast it away. But by the grace of God, we believe we can cast it away quickly. So let us realize our evil. Let us acknowledge the fact that most part of our heart is evil. Let us realize it and let us overcome. Let us be able to quickly realize our evil and cast it away. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We will receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah. Almighty God, Father God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, and neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. all kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. The enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness, darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with the blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.